KNVWA.
W4DJW, KN4VWA.
Mornings, are you?
I don't know. I haven't checked yet, but it sounds like you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, sunshine.
Woke up at 3:30 in the morning. Well, I woke up a little bit before that. I got up at 3:30. I just gave up, couldn't sleep. Been up ever since. Now I'm getting hungry.
Sounds like the refrigerator will never be the same.
Now I'm going to pick up an order at McDonald's. I haven't done that in a while. Time to go out and get something different. Plus get some lubrication in the upper half of the engine of the car. It hasn't moved in over a week.
Well, now, with me having spent my whole career on the road, oh my goodness, I just got to get out and go during the week at least once or twice a day. I couldn't stay at home like that. Now, you get to work on all that software and do all that stuff, so I guess that keeps you completely occupied.
Well, I'm making up for all the gasoline that I burned for the first 10 years of when the music stopped playing for the dot-com boom, and I was going to Charlotte every single day, 1,000 miles a week, every day, there and back. 100 miles there, 100 miles back, five times a week, 1,000 miles a week. Filled up my gas tank every other day, once in a while every third day. But I did all mine for 10 years like that, and now I'm making up for all that by not doing it, by not driving at all. So what comes around goes around.
You know, as a matter of fact, at one time, I was running up and down the road over about a three-state area to the tune of about 65 to 70,000 miles a year. I was wearing a vehicle out, you know, for its useful reliability. I was wearing one out about every 2 to 3 years.
That's the same thing I was doing when I first started that. On the way home one night or on the way into work, anyway, I came really close to missing one important meeting, and I told my boss my car broke down. He just looked at me, frowned, and he said, take care of that. So I didn't let a car go over about 120,000 miles before I replaced it, because that's about when you start getting into that danger zone of it could leave you stranded on the side of the road. And I went through, like, a couple of Pontiacs, and this is my third Maxima. Just wore them out. And this one's been sitting in the driveway for 3 years. It's only got 10,000 miles on it.
Wow. Well, at one point, when we had a downturn, I think that was around 99 or 2000, I had a Chevy 1500 pickup truck, four-wheel drive, and as a overhead savings situation, I was just bound and determined to run that truck into the ground. Well, I ran that jewel for 325,000 miles. And when I took it to trade it in, Kevin Whitaker gave me another $6,000 or $7,000 for it. And he used it over Greenville Pickett Speedway for about 2 or 3 years.
RJ, you guys mind if I break in?
Go right ahead, John.
Dave, I just got an email welcoming me to the NetControl email list that I didn't realize I subscribed for. Did you do that for me?
That's affirmative. That's just one email list. I don't have to remember everybody's email address. I just send one email to that email address, and everybody gets it.
Okay, just checking. I got it. I got the calendar. Just wanted to know. You guys go ahead.
Okay, you good with the calendar?
I may have to swap out an occasional Friday night. That's when we have our season tickets to the Broadway series at the Peace Center. I'm not sure when our next, well, I know when the next play is, but I'm not going to that one. I'm sending my daughter with my wife to see Aladdin, but I'll have to check the schedule and see when the next plays are. I may have to swap with somebody on a Friday, but only occasionally.
And that's not a problem at all. Everybody does that. So no issues there. That's to be expected.
Roger that. Thanks, sir. 73s. You boys carry on.
John, I don't think the repeater made all that racket last night, did it?
Negative. I stayed up and listened to it, and it didn't. It just said it once, and that was it.
Very good. Problem solved. Appreciate you making me aware of that. W4DJW. Go ahead and pick it up, Steve.
Okay, 4VWA. John, when's your first excursion?
March 6th, I believe.
All right. I'll make sure that I'm listening in and ready to check in on that night.
Just be sure and speak slowly.
No, I'm sure you'll do great. You're just fine. Well, David, I'm headed out to church this morning, and it's cold. You better bundle up, buddy. It's 33 degrees out here.
Got to agree with you there. I had to move Amy's car out from in front of the garage door so I could get my car out, and I don't usually have to go outside to get in the car, but this time I did, and it was cold.
Well, at least we don't have to deal with 6 or 8 inches of snow today. Some of us are disappointed about that, but, you know, it is kind of nice, but then again, it is kind of, aw, we missed it.
I didn't catch that. They told me, I pulled up at the curbside to pick up my meal, and they told me, something's missing. I got to figure this out. Give me a minute. W4DJW.
We're just about to destinate, bud, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. You have a good morning and try to get it home warm. I'll talk to you later. W4DJW, KM4VWA, clear.
Hey, catch you later. Enjoy the service. W4DJW, clear.
G4MEK, just dropping in to say, hey, I'll be monitoring.